So how surprised are you that he's finally going to do this?
Well, I'm quite surprised because, you know, I've talked to his advisors and others, and the fact is Justin can make news just by appearing somewhere, as he did last week at Gian Gomeshi's birthday party, you know, or no, book launch party. He can make news wherever he goes. He doesn't have to announce. And, you know, now he's going to attract a lot of attention and so on and so forth. But on the other hand, it'll shake the trees for other candidates to announce, and that's probably a good thing. And the party really does needs the excitement of a contested leadership race to get some juice back in it. John, yeah,
give me your long view. I've gone out on a limb today with a tweet that I think I may not be around, but that he will be a Liberal prime minister one day, whether it's the next one. Now, you've known him since you were a kid. You worked with his dad. I base mine on, you know, the fact that, as you say, he's got that charisma that his dad had. He can attract attention. What do you know or not know about Justin that can lead you to...
Well, I know he's a lot more serious and smarter a person and more experienced a person than people give him credit for. He's in his early 40s. He's won in a tough working-class neighborhood in Montreal twice. He's been a good parliamentarian. He's a terrific speaker. I heard him in Toronto in the spring. He's become far more disciplined. He's got a fantastic vision of Canada, and he talks about Canada. Nobody else talks about Canada these days, and I think finally there's a good chance that he can be behind the Liberals being somewhat reborn in Quebec, at least in the midterm. I kind of agree with you that it's not tomorrow.
What about what he has learned from his father? I mean, you're close to his dad, so where's the osmosis?
Well, I think the osmosis is particularly in the surprises, you know, in the off-the-cuff things, in him winning that boxing fight. That was so his father against Brazzo, you know. He's going to surprise us. He's going to do really weird things occasionally, and that was one of the things that attracted us to Trudeau, you know, and he was kind of outrageous from time to time, and I think Justin will do that, and he'll bring back some excitement to this placid, you know, dull politics that we've all become inured to.
But if he decides to declare next Tuesday, as we say or think he will anybody run against him? Is there any point, or would he just take this thing?
Oh no, I think our astronaut will run. I think Martha Hall Finley, you know, a Toronto MP who was, you know, put on quite a good show at the last leadership committee. I think she'll run. Mark Garneau, as I said, will run. I'm pretty sure. And I think, I don't know whether he's made a deal with his friend Dominique. Dominique LeBlanc was always mentioned, and they're great pals, the same age, and they spent some time together this summer. And I'm not sure he won't run. I think there'll be a contest. I think there'll be quite a few people, because I think a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, he's just a flash in the pan. He's got his, well, as they sometimes say, he's got his, you know, he's got his... mother's brains, which is sort of an unpleasant way of saying he's a lightweight. But then, you know, Margaret really isn't a lightweight anyway. She wrote quite a fascinating book. I mean, I think this guy's got the genes and the juice to go through. And I agree with you that not this time, but maybe the next time. It's every possibility he can revive the Liberal Party enough to form a government.
What do you read into his decision to run? Because we've all heard him say, based on the childhood experience he had with his father, and you were part of that, that he saw how it breaks up families, and he wasn't sure he wanted to put his family through that. So what kind of conversation do you think he's had with his wife, his family, and reconciled within his own head?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that was a long conversation, although I'm told that, you know, she's been very supportive. She's quite a wonderful woman, and... that she's been very supportive. And let's face it, I mean, his father brought up those two kids while he was prime minister, and he brought them up well. I mean, there were three, as you know, but Sasha and Justin are great, great young men, and we're always great kids. And Trudeau just made the time, and I guess this is what Justin will do. He made the time on the weekends, and he just devoted a huge amount of mental energy to those kids, and I'm sure Justin will do the same, and it's on that basis probably that he, you know, he decided that he could do it. I think he was going to do it all along myself. I think it's just, you can't not, you know. I mean, figure it out, John.
I know. Yeah, no, he's just got too much of the old man's stuff.
Exactly, he does. It's a bit different, and he's got good hair.
You just wonder, though, how much of a liability the name is. I guess generationally it is, but I talk to young people, you know, who aren't familiar with the...
they love him.
Of course they love him.
They love him. They don't know the problems his dad had. They don't know his dad at all. I teach up at Seneca, you know, I have to... apparently tell them who Trudeau was, but I'll tell you, anybody who's seen Trudeau, and he's done a lot of high schools, eh? Mm-hmm. He's done, you know, high schools up here, and I'm in the 905, as you know. He's done two or three up here, and the buzz about his appearance at high schools is unbelievable.
Good to talk to you about this, Patrick.
Anytime, John.
Talk soon.